Oh, a little jumpy, are we? Oh, come now. There's no need to be so defensive. If I wanted to hurt you, I would have already done so. Oh, me? Oh, I'm just a traveler, like you. So, do you have a name? You think? Oh dear, not being sure of your own name isn't a good sign, you know. Maybe you should put the sword down now, please? Nah, good. Much friendlier, don't you think? Oh, and I wouldn't get too close to there if I were you. Oh, you don't know what's in there, and you're unsure of your name? Oh dear, you're lost, aren't you? Well, it's a good thing I've stumbled across you. Not everything in here is as friendly as I am. Hmm? Oh, do forgive me. My name is Mizukiko, so you can call me that. Now, tell me, what brings you to this enchanting little wood? Somewhere, is it? Not the brightest bulb, are we? Well, you had better follow me or you'll stumble into something unpleasant. Come now, don't you dare fall behind. Oh, well, somewhere we can get some rest, of course. Oh, but don't worry, it's a safe place. But you may want to pick up the pace just a little. Those unpleasant somethings I mentioned earlier could catch your scent at any moment, and I am not one for fighting. What am I? Do the tails and ears not give it away? No. You are having problems today, aren't you? Oh, no, there's no need to be embarrassed. Most of those who are lost experience memory problems. But to answer your question, I'm a type of yokai known as a kitsune. Ring any bells? Oh, well, it was worth a shot. But here we are. Please, do make yourself at home here. That's much better. It does get so cold out there. Hey, why don't you come over here? I don't bite, you know. Oh, are the candles too much for you? Here, let me fix that. Oh no, don't mention it. You are a guest after all. Now, would you like something to eat or drink? No? Oh, well, let me know if you get peckish. Oh, this shrine? Yes, well, it's something of a second home for me. Life can get very busy, you know, and sometimes I get called away on errands or to help the lost, like you. Yes, the lost. See, the humans, you can become lost for all sorts of reasons. Severe trauma or the influence of an evil spirit and... well, the exact details aren't important, but what we need to focus on is getting you where you need to be, and then, well, you won't be lost anymore. Now, I'll be just a moment, so don't go anywhere, all right? Yes, one moment. All right, now, Why don't you have a seat over here and I'll wrap you up in these blankets so we can stay a bit warmer. It'll definitely be more comfy than being on the floor. Yes, of course. It's my pleasure. Now, since I'm being so helpful, you could leave a little something as an offering. What do you mean you don't have anything? What about that sword? Oh, still so defensive after I've brought you somewhere warm and offered to help you? Talk about ungrateful. Oh, a special gift, is it? So, then who was she? Really? And was she prettier than me? Ouch. Oh, quite the smooth talker, aren't you? Oh, I can see why she would like you. Got that brooding loner with a dark past air about you. Well, can I at least have a closer look? Oh, I am not a thief. And fine, I agree. You'll get your sword back. Can I see it now? Yes, thank you. Oh, hello, pretty, pretty. Oh, this is very old and very special. A fine name, too. Well, yes. Yes, it does have a name, Mr. I've forgotten everything in my life. Here, give me your hand. Feel the carvings here on the hilt? Yes. That's its name. It reads The Wind That Soars. And if you listen closely, you can even hear its voice. What? No, I am not making fun of you. Oh, are you sure you don't hear anything? Maybe you've also forgotten how to listen. No, come now. Don't be so dismissive. You should think of this as a learning experience. Once you're where you need to be, you'll still have all the memories of while you were lost. And if you don't learn from it, well, this could happen to you again. I sound like I know a lot about what's happened to you. Well, I am not as short-lived as you humans, see? Two tails. In a few more decades, I'll be over 300 years old. Yes, I know, and I am still adorable. Oh, aren't we lucky? Oh no, not a friend of mine. It's another yokai, one you don't want to meet. Must have caught a whiff of your soul, so we'd better stay here and rest. I'm sure it'll get bored and find someone else to play with and torment. Oh no, don't worry about what you have to do just now. You need to rest and get cleaned up. You're covered in dirt and... are these bruises? And blood? What in heaven happened before I found you? Here, let me clean you up. Oh, stop being a baby. Oh, fine. You humans are so prudish. I'll bring you some water. There you are. I've even warmed it for you. Though, honestly, I don't know why I'm spoiling you so. Speaking of spoiling, there is something you could do for me. Since you owe me for my generosity. Oh no. No, you are not that lucky to get to bathe me. I'll do that myself. What I would like is for you to give my ears and my fur a very good scratch. Hmm? No, I'm very serious. There are spots I can't reach, and using magic just isn't the same. Now, let me rest my head on your lap, and you may begin when you're ready. Ah, that's it. Ah, yes, I love it. Oh, a little more to the right. No, your other right. Yes, much better. Goodness. You can move on now to the top of my head. Oh, that feels so good. Goodness, I do miss getting petted like this. Maybe I'll keep you around for a little longer. No, no, don't stop. I'm only joking. Really, I am. I just miss having company sometimes, is all. Yes. Yes, I promise. After a good night of scratches, cuddling, and sleep, we'll get you on the right path. Now, carry on. Ah. Yes. Ah. Oh.